This is the Funny Mummies podcast, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian, writer, actress and mother to two very lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, arts and anyone who can help us in this crazy world of parenting. So settle in as we find the funny side of parenting and being bloody great women. Okay, so welcome to the Funny Mummies podcast. I'm Hattie Ashdown and we're starting something a little bit different today. I don't even know if I've actually really confirmed this with Gemma, but we're going to do a little mini pod series, and joining me to do that will be, well, this is where I'm going to ask you, you just introduce yourself, Gemma. I'm not even going to say your name. You're going to say, I'm Gemma Beagley.
I'm Gemma Beagley.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds good. On the fly, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
On the fly. This is where I'll go. So what we thought we'd do is like a mini pod series. They'll be shorter, we hope. And I think it's kind of a reflection of us not having very much time. And it feels like the whole world, or at least the country, not having much time, and particularly parents. So we thought we'd treat you just with, you know, most people look at something and go, yeah, 30 minutes, I've got time for that. I can bung that in the background in the kitchen while I'm doing the kids' tea or whatever. So let's do it. But we do have to make time for ourselves, and this is you making a little bit of time for yourselves. So anyway, we're going to talk about lots and lots of things. Probably the headliner thing will be the school holidays. It is today the 11th. It's the 11th of July. It's an important day if you listen to this in the future.
As opposed to in the past?
Yeah. Now, if you are listening to in the past, just to let you know that there will be a pandemic. No, we've already had that. Oh, I don't know. I was trying to be clever there, Jem. And there's a certain match going on today.
A little football match, yes.
You want to explain what it is?
Yeah, we're in a competition, right? England have got to the final of the Euros, led by the wonderful Gareth Southgate.
Oh, the wonderful Gareth Southgate.
The waistcoat-wearing Gareth Southgate. I don't think he's wearing waistcoats anymore. But, yeah, it's a big deal, and, there's lots of fuss going on. So pretty big deal. It's the biggest night in English history since 1066 or something. I don't know.
So when this goes out on Wednesday, we will all know.
Well, no.
How exciting! This really will be from the past.
Do you care? I mean, are you into this? Do you jump on a little bandwagon?
You know what? I feel like a real, when talking to my sister who's not into football either. Is she goes, oh, I've really got into it, you know. And I felt like when I was talking to her that I was almost being a bit of a bar humbug. And I'm not. It's just that I've, honest to God, just been so busy, I haven't had time to enjoy anything.
Be involved
in anything. And past ones I've got involved because people are going down the pub, like a lot of people. My sister went, you have to watch the final because, you know, Huxley, you know, he will, in years to come, they'll say, where was you when, you know, this is, and we'll say, oh, he was in bed. So I said, no, we will watch the final. I mean, we watched about 20 minutes of the semi-final on last Saturday, which I literally just happened to have the TV on, and they were showing clips, and I saw someone with a pint of beer, and I went, oh, that looks refreshing. That made me fancy a beer. And I never fancy a beer. And so we watched about 20 minutes last week. And I was like, okay, I can see. But I think I was back in the day. I remember Euro 96. And I remember, you know, just feeling like, oh, we always lose. And it was always really depressing.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I mean, I had a good summer that summer. I, you know, cleaned up in the pub, as it were, snogging the boys. So, yes. So what about you? Will you?
I'll watch. Yeah. I mean, sort of the Alistair is, he doesn't really, he thinks he gets it, but he doesn't. And,
Yeah.
So I let him stay up on Wednesday.
Sounds like most men, really.
Well, yeah. but I let him stay up on Wednesday. I thought, well, I'll see how he goes in the first half, which was going to finish at 8:45. And I just had this inane, just running commentary of what he was thinking for I let him start the whole time for basically 2 hours on Wednesday night, where it was just him shouting at the TV because he thinks that's what you need to do. And I don't know where he's got that from, because we never really watch football in our house. And just this inane crap. And he didn't realise that we were playing Denmark, right? And he was kept saying, oh, come on, Brazil. Just this kind of, yeah. So I'm trying to get him to go to bed tonight, really, because out of everything, it's just that inane sort of crap was doing my head in, really. What are you talking about? Shut up.
Well, that's the same for all commentators, isn't it? But I think they're talking about school, because Huck suddenly came home and went, Mummy, sport is coming home. He didn't say football. He said sport. And then he does this thing where he's very confident about nothing, like you just said, like something he knows nothing about. But he was like, Mummy, the football's, it's on tonight. And Mr. Johnson said, you know, you can stay up late and watch it. And I was like, no, it's not on tonight. It's on Sunday. But no, it's on tonight.
No, it's on tonight. Yeah.
And probably Mr. Johnson is this. Obviously, other matches are going on. So real footballers are watching them all. Anyway, I would love to. Do you know any girls that properly follow football and stuff? And
I used to know somebody who she was quite heavily involved in setting up AFC Wimbledon. Yeah, there's this story of when Wimbledon Football Club got moved to Milton Keynes, and so the fans set up their own club. And she's on the school with her. Yeah, so she's like an official, but like a steward or something down at AFC Wimbledon.
Right.
Yeah, she's really into it. But otherwise, me and the mummy friends are more kind of 90s girls who remember the year 96. And actually, I was saying to my sister earlier on that I really want Gareth Southgate to win. That's what I want. You know, it's what a story that, you know, this guy, everyone knows him. The reason that they know his name, even if you've never watched football, is because he missed that penalty, right? And then for 25 years later, if we win it, and it's just like, what an absolute, you know, what a great story. So I'm rooting for him. That's who I'm rooting for. Everyone else can go swing, as far as I'm concerned.
You're getting me nervous now.
They can go swing. I don't know, you know, I'm getting too political and everything, but I just feel like we don't deserve it. I just, as you know, you and I are both Remainers, and I just feel like I just feel that if we win it, there's this like, yeah, Europe, yeah, you know, that's the reason I don't want us to win, because I just think I hate the idea of us winning a European competition having voted for Brexit and left Europe.
Yeah, well, this was the thing last Friday. I'm a bit like my mum. I always feel sorry for the losers. Ukraine just looks so sad. And also Ukraine, and I think this is the thing why I'm not into football, because I've had various boyfriends and that have, and I've really tried, because I'm the sort of person that if someone's enthusiastic about something, great, you know, like, let's hear your passion. And I have had boyfriends that they weren't yobbos. Obviously, I wouldn't go out with a yobbo. They were just like proper, you know, grassroots football. They'd go to small matches and stuff, but it is the hooligan side of the British football that's the trouble. And you look out last Saturday, we were just there with red and white flipping clown flipping wigs on, and then Ukraine just looked so beautiful. They just had like this kind of, I don't know, like painted faces, but look more like,
I'm sure you'll see it tonight with the Italians, right? You know, and I guess the only people that will be there in the stadium tonight will be Italians that live in the UK, you know.
And
it was lovely, actually, the Denmark match on Wednesday, because it would have been the same thing. There was like 6,000 Danes who were based here, you know. It's lovely. I'm just like, oh, that's great. Look how many bloody, you know, Danes there are, or Italians. And I guess you'll see the difference just between the kind of these kind of beautiful Mediterranean women and us lot with our man boobs and just no shirt on. They've lost their shirt 5 hours ago. Just, you know, that big old, like, rock solid belly. Just like,
oh,
England World.
Solid. Alex was just, my husband, was just coming back on the train from Brighton, and 11 o'clock this morning, he said there was a guy on the train, full bag of booze. He said, but not beers, he had little tins of cocktails. Different.
Well, it's the morning, isn't it?
He's pacing himself, it's the morning. And he offered him one, and he was like, no, I'm all right. And then he was like, you're going to watch the match tonight? And that was his first, but it, you know, that's the thing. I see at the school gates, the dads, and there's not a lot of dads that do the pickup, which make me sad. But there's more now since
lockdown.
Since lockdown, and a lot of people working from home, which I think is a bonus. But when you do see the dads, and if they see another dad, it's just always football. It's always, I don't know what else to say. And it's like, let's go, you're right. You go, yeah, too much. I was like, it's, oh, God. In a way, that's why football was invented.
But then I know quite a few blokes who aren't into football, and maybe, I don't know if Alex is, but...
No, he's not.
But where they're just like, oh, God, like... I mean, because that's the thing that a man would talk about, you're just like, oh, actually, you know, to say, oh, I'm not really into football is almost saying, I don't want to talk to you, mate, I imagine.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We can't have a conversation because I can't contribute.
Yeah, I think... No, they feel makes you feel nervous, and it's literally like if I do meet a new mum friend and I've met their partner, I go, "Oh, Alex, he's not into football either." And it's like a code for, like, you know,
you can call.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? And I'm not, you know, I love sort of community spirits of these things, and so
I love that too. I love it. It's just, I mean. When we had the Olympics in 2012, it was just like London was just such a fantastic place to be.
Yeah.
You know, the opening ceremony, and it was just lovely going about London. It was just brilliant. It, you know, just all these visitors and just the mood and all that. And, you know, you get swept up in this kind of, yeah, London, you know, it was.
I really regret. I remember someone offered me like some tickets,
but
you know, different things, and you go, "Yeah, I've got these tickets for like trampolining or you know,
okay, like, yeah,
something." And I went, "Nah," but then I regretted it because I was like, "We've just gone for the experience," you know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I went to see the me and my mate Mark went to see the Paralympic swimming. Why not? You know, we just sat up right up the top, and it was like a bit like the O2. If you ever sat at the top of the O2, it's like the gradient, it's horrible, really high up. But it was, again, it's just lovely to see someone winning medals and, you know, like...
Oh, and also we have Wimbledon going... Wait, that's just... They were just going through the sports now. Are you a fan of Wimbledon? This is us trying to
talk. Where I grew up and where I still live is Wimbledon territory, right? So it's always been a bit of an inconvenience, you know.
Okay.
Causing traffic and all that, and not being able to walk in certain areas and stuff. It's
coming
in too,
with the strawberries.
Well, it's a little bit too posh for me.
Right. Yeah.
So I never really got into it. Yeah.
I mean, friend of the show, Viv Groskop, is going to Wimbledon and saying it's a bit posh for her. Bloody hell.
She did say that, yes.
Yeah, she was like, I can't believe it. And I was like, really?
I think we should have a feature on every podcast, just like, what did Viv say this week? I just think that.
All right, I'll write that down.
What did Viv say this week? She was her birthday this week, I think.
It was her birthday.
It was,
She is like our patron of the show, really.
She is, yeah.
Well, I lowered the tone when I went to Wimbledon because, fun fact for you, I worked there for pretty much the whole season back in my promo days, of course. Did I do a couple? But this was the main one where I was working for the company. So I had a proper uniform. I had a uniform that was like the ball girls.
Oh, like the purple and the green.
So like they're really expensive, and afterwards people want to buy them off you.
I do, yeah.
And obviously I was like, oh, I don't care. So I just sold it to somebody. Basically I was like, what do they call me? Like a corp something. I can't remember. Basically I just standing around, just literally helping people, you know.
Steward.
Not quite steward, darling. More of a kind of host, I guess. But, you know, because I'm there to look nice. But at lunchtimes, I would just literally be so relaxed that I'd be like, oh, I don't know where to go and sit. And I'd just say to one of the stewards, can I go in? And I just like sit there watching Hemman. This is how long ago it was. And I'm eating my home-bought pasta. And I'm like, watching.
Out of an old ice cream tub, not even proper
tub. Yeah. And my sister always laughed that the camera would pan round. There I am. And yeah, I managed to get my sister in. I can say it now, it's not going to tell me off.
Well, no repercussions.
No, she brought like a pass so you could get into the area,
right, the grounds, and yeah,
not to the big shows. But I managed to get her into some of the big matches, and yeah, so fun times. But I saw that side of it. But yeah, I could, yeah, it was pretty posh. I remember seeing Andy Peters, and he,
I mean, come on, and big names.
Big names, bong, pick that up. But and so he was just coming to watch. Obviously, I don't know what else he would be doing. He's not. But it, I remember it was one of those experiences again where you go, oh, he doesn't speak like that in real life. You know, like his voice went, oh, come on. And he just like had this posh voice that you don't hear on GMTV when he's giving away his thousands of pounds in competitions. Do you know he does that?
Yeah, I think I've seen the odd thing, yeah. Like, oh, look, there he is. He's a producer now, right?
He's a producer, but yeah, but he does those weird, like, like stings where they're, like, giving away thousands of pounds and he's there with all his muscles. So we're trying to be quick and slick.
Yes.
So you wanted to talk about holidays. So school holidays are coming up in about, what, 2 weeks' time? And I think, I don't know why this feels, it feels more hectic than any other school holiday. The obvious thing is because we've had a flipping lot of time off with our kids.
Yes.
But I think the other reason for me is because I'm more skint, and I think just it's been like a roller coaster of being in, out, and not just being able to catch my breath. And now it's like, I can't get myself organised for the school holidays. It's like, it's just going to turn up. Do you concur?
Or? Yeah, I concur. I set up a spreadsheet, as I said to you, spreadsheet of death, aka what the F am I going to do with my son for 6 weeks? We've just had a pandemic where he's been at home for 2 years. And I'm on my own this year. There's no father, no co-parent around. And I just, I have to work, right? I have to work. And there are no local clubs, football, soft play, beanbag, trampoline, whatever.
Really?
There's nothing locally.
Job club.
Yes, yeah, well, that Monday club.
Can I come and do photocopy?
There's stuff like where I can get in my car every morning and drop him to another primary school a million miles away,
right,
for 55 quid. Right. Oh, but by the way, if you could pack and pack lunch as well, and could you pick him up at 3? Do you know what? Don't bother.
Yeah.
Don't bother. I'm staring at all these blank spaces in my spreadsheet of death. And the best I've come up with, Hattie, is because I've got to work, is try and buddy up with another working mum.
Good idea.
Right, working parent, but you know I mean mum. and work at each other's kitchen tables. So at least Alistair has got child company, even if it is at someone else's house.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I haven't done the lot, but I'm trying to find women who want to buddy up.
And have you found some then?
Yeah, I've found two so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. I went quiet then because I was thinking, oh, who could I buddy up with? I don't think anyone would want to buddy up with my naughty children. I do feel like the women in Motherland. Although they never – in Motherland, if anyone's been watching the new series, I'm all caught up now. But I know they have a thing of not showing the children, but there's not a big thing about anyone having a particularly naughty child. I do feel I guess Anna Maxwell's character a bit like, I don't know, I don't think they're particularly naughty. They don't show them, but I mean that feeling of like no one wants to look after your children or whatever.
Well, it was the thing because it was the Knits episode, wasn't it? So
Yes.
They weren't allowed to the party because of the knits.
That was so good. That was probably my favourite, I think. Well, what did I have on Instagram? Because I put a shout out to say if anyone wanted to share.
What's the feedback?
Oh, well, inundated, of course. I know our lovely Anarchy Somerville, who we had on the last episode, she just said, I'm just worried I'm going to have a mental breakdown. And, well, what advice can we give there? I think that basically, like I just said, I'm worried I will lose my mind. And then I got a random reply from, I think, a child. And he just said, he said,
it's not our demographic, but go on.
No, he just said, nothing to do. So we just said nothing to do, that there's nothing to do. So I don't know if we got the wrong end of the stick.
It wasn't my son, was it?
Yeah.
Alistair _.
Oh, God.
Love Brazil 2014.
I think you, a bit like that. I think, look, mums. Okay, and some dads.
sure, yeah, sure. Well, yeah.
We have one or two that listen.
Sure, oh my God, sure. How many spreadsheets have been set up by men this summer? I'm guessing zero, but go on.
Please, if there's any dads that listen, I would so love to hear from you, because it's like men that say they listen to Women's Hour. It makes complete sense that they should listen to the show, because this is where you're going to flip and learn. And also just joining. We will do a funny dad series, just to let you know. That is brewing up. What was I going to say? I've lost my thread. And we've only got 10 minutes left of this short, sharp, funny podcast.
What about you, Hattie? What's going on? What's the situation? 6 weeks. So, what's going on?
Yeah, so I think that this is what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say, mums, we can deal with this because, look, we've just got through the flipping lockdown. We've, at least we don't have to be doing homeschooling. I think the same that we had, that I had to do with that, which is what I will be approaching it when I'm not losing my mind, is just get organised, isn't it? It's just, I think when people got depressed and lost their minds through lockdown, it was not having anything in the diary. And for me, even if I'm writing in the diary, have a day at home, get the puzzles out or whatever. Now, obviously, I know I'm not working full time like you. I will have to try and work basically in the evenings. I will have to work, or like you, just give me an idea. I think I'll try and buddy up with some mums. One of my mum friends, actually, she's just given up a job because she's had enough, so that's good. Woohoo! I'll be leaning on her. And yeah, so I think just trying to, like, again, like with the lockdown, take each week as it comes.
Yeah,
put things in the diary. And just plan things. And the big one for me is money, really, because it's so easy when you can throw money at it, isn't it? You can just send them to a holiday club where you can just, I don't know.
They go like canoeing or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, all these different clubs. But look out for, there are cheaper. If you have a local Facebook group, like I have one, and that has been helpful in the past of like finding cheaper. There's a football club, which is like £15 a day. Mm-hmm. That's like much cheaper than, like you say, the school one that is like nearly 50 quid a day. And I mean, it doesn't matter that my child doesn't like football. He comes home and I go, did you play any match? And he goes, nah, but I had a nice time with Stanley or whatever, who like makes friends.
There's always a Stanley, isn't there? There's always a Stanley.
Got a few Stanleys. But yeah, just, I think it's just, again, another time to reach out, isn't it? Don't suffer alone.
Yeah, I think, I am just going to try and buddy up with people as much as I can. And get them week to week, just get through it that way. I've got a week away with my sister-in-law with the boys, and so that's something to aim towards.
Yes, we've got one
but
of those.
It's just so
not with your sister-in-law, but
just like, oh, okay. I mean, we could spread it out, and you know, but I'm sure the
it's so long. Did you say
it's just so long? It's just so long, and I know that even there are some schools that have 7 or 8 weeks. You know, I know sort of private schools and fee-paying schools and stuff have got longer, but yeah, it's just too long. It's too long, and I know that. So Mother Pucker, I think this week or last week, she's been part of a campaign to get more help for wraparound care, holiday care, just to try and get some more help for it. Now, I would say, and this idea seems to have gone, but do you remember when we were still locked down earlier on this year, there was this idea of how kids were going to catch up from what they've missed.
Yeah.
And talking about school, about having tutoring through the summer holidays. I'm thinking, oh, actually, that'd do me a favour if we.
Yeah, hello,
that.
Where is
no,
that idea?
No.
They've changed their mind because the teachers are knackered.
Which is absolutely fair enough. But, you know, but there might be some teachers who could do with the cash.
True.
You know, think, oh, yeah, sod it. I'm not, you know, I can't go away anywhere. So, yeah, I'll work instead, you know.
Maybe that's what we could do. Last day of school, I'm going to slip Mr. Johnson a bit of money and go, do you want a car of mine?
Come on, Mr. Johnson. Football's over now, mate. Come on, you've got 3 weeks till the new season or whatever.
Just for 5 minutes then to wrap up, what I mean, when we were little, do you think our parents went through this? Or I think I know what you're going to say, but go on.
Well, my mum's a teacher.
Right.
So
she was off.
And but we were, I mean, she would go to sleep on like the 25th of July and not wake up again. We never went on holiday, by the way. And she would wake up on the 3rd of September or whatever. And, you know, we would just be like, I don't know, there was loads of us. And we spoke about this before, right, about being let out and all that. And so actually the summer was brilliant. And it all seemed to be hot, you know, in the 80s it seemed to be hot all the time. And so again, it's community, Hattie. This is what it comes down to.
It does come down to, and again, I, my mum's not here, so I can't ask her whether you ever dreaded it. But I think she was one of those mums that would go, oh, I dread them going back to school. I think she was one of those.
Aww.
She was loved, you know, she loved the school holidays. But again, it was community. We lived in a crescent. You opened the front door. I had Jackie and Claire who lived on the same crescent. And so if we were out, someone was watching us. And so it was just long summer days out the front doing handstands, you know, and that was it. But I don't know what went on behind the scenes. Maybe she would tell me now there was, you know, times where it's a bit hard, but I don't think so. I think, I need to move to a crescent. That's what
crescent.
I need to do.
Right, we start a campaign today. Move, guess, let's get Hattie to a crescent. Come on.
Oh, I mean, I want to move anyway.
We'll do a crowdfunding.
Yeah,
you do want to move, do you?
Yeah, that's another topic. But just because, you know, I hate my garden layout. And again, like, I don't mind thinking, great, summer, we'll get the padding pool out, just out in the garden every day. But because the way our garden's laid out, which I'm sure I've bored people with this before, they have to sort of like go out a side door to go out to the garden. Mm. I think it's why my kids never want to go out in the garden, because they do.
Because they can't see it.
Yeah, and it's that thing of, even though they do just want to be around you all the time, kids, even though they are running off in that, like, they do want to know, even if they're on their iPad. Like, Hux doesn't like going off to his room to do it. He wants to be sort of near me and stuff. So I think, because when we,
There's also, and I know that Hux has kind of always gone to clubs, hasn't he, and stuff. Like, he's gone to his little tap dancing and all that.
Yeah, he went this morning.
Bonnie Langford. But Alice, because he's just a bit, outgoing or.
Joiner inner,
yeah. But just the idea of me going, driving to Rains Park, you know, and sort of shoving him in some school playground and going, there you go, you don't know anyone, I'll pick you up at 5. It's just, you know, it just doesn't feel right either. And, you know, plus there's a packed lunch and all that. Yeah, so it's just, I don't think even money would solve my problem, to be honest with you, because of that, because he's not very...
well, you'd get a nanny or some kind of childcare situation, wouldn't you? Like a nanny, or could take
them.
Take them out to Legoland or Yego Yand, as my sister. My sister's got this little boy she's teaching.
Oh, Yego.
And he can't say his L's. So he says Yego Yanged. Anyway, probably shouldn't be saying that on this podcast because it's all private and confidential information.
Of course it is, yeah.
And she listens to this and she'll go, you can't be sharing that. Right. So let's just sum up with that. Yeah, basically, it's you've got to reach out to people.
Buddy up. Week at a time.
Don't listen, you know. I've been having a bit of a mental breakdown recently and I think it's because I haven't had any time to myself. So we've got to make sure we do that. Also, if you do happen to live in Southeast London, blooming check out Caroline, who's been on the show lots of time, Caroline Newton Hardy's new cafe restaurant, which has on-site childcare. So you can go there, have a coffee, and they have what's called peacekeepers that will run after your children for you. I mean, a campaign.
And it's called Peace and Riot is the name of it. And it's in...
East. It's in Dulwich.
Dulwich.
I'm not going to say East or West because I can't remember.
I feel like it's West Dulwich. It's the...
Yeah.
It's the less posh. But when I say less posh, it's still absolutely luxurious.
Yeah. I can't afford to live there.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty posh. So... okay, I'm just conscious of my moustache. That's all these videos do now, is I didn't think I had a moustache, but it's coming. It's coming along nicely.
Well, how do you treat your moustache?
I've never done anything with it. I've never really noticed it, but I've started to notice it since doing more Zoom stuff, so that's great.
Do you think I can't see it.
Can't you? Oh, that's good.
No. So is it because it's...
I want to mix my makeup. Making it
what's your makeup out? Just attaching to it, yeah.
Yeah. Just leave you on that. All right. Well, thank you for listening and let's see how these go. And I know we go on and on and on, but we are also on a big old campaign to get more downloads. And because I'll be honest with you, we need about 1,000 downloads for each episode and we're not quite reaching that. And if we don't reach that, we just can't exist, Gemma. Can we?
Well, okay.
We'll
find. Breaking news to me, I'm sure. It's, oh my God, is this, like, yeah.
Breaking news.
Well, yeah. But the thing is I suppose it's that thing of opportunities to be able to get sponsorship or anything or any kind of funding absolutely relies on numbers of downloads and subscribers. Yeah. And so it's like it's the way to monetize and the way to
yeah. I wish it wasn't like this, guys.
Yeah, of course.
And the more that people just share it and let people know, it's just word of mouth. It's always word of mouth. And because you know the big plan is like we've always said, I'd love to be able to offer money to our guests because, like we said, childcare is bloody expensive. So we could cover their childcare. That's the dream. And then the even bigger dream is that we have some kind of production company where we don't just do podcasts. We do other stuff as well. Wouldn't that be good? Anyway, thank you very much, Gemma.
Hey. That was a funny noise.
I just did a creak. Thank you for listening to the Funny Moment Podcast. I've been Hattie Ashdown.
And Gemma Beagley.
You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast in association with the Other Woman Show with me, Hattie Ashdown. Thank you to Gemma Beagley and our guests today. Please see the write-up in this episode to find out how you can follow us and our guest online. This show is edited by Alex Holland, recorded via Zoom. The show also goes out on Thursdays on Soho Radio as part of the Other Woman Collective, where often you can hear the full music version of the show. If you'd like to support us and get lots of goodies, like a video version where you can see our mugs, go to Funny Mummies on Patreon, where you can buy us a coffee or maybe an hour's childcare. Thanks very much for listening. Keep subscribing and telling your friends. It really, really does help. We'll see you next time for a dose of Mum and Tonic.